Hey there, sweetie. Welcome home. What's wrong? Didn't expect to see me sitting on your couch today? I know. I was supposed to have debate club today. But considering my attendance record, I think I'm allowed to skip at least one meeting. The other members can get along without their president just this once. There are more pressing concerns for me today. As much as I like getting into some friendly arguments, it really was crucial that I come here. You look perplexed, like it's a stranger that showed up in the middle of your living room instead of me. What? Do you think of me as a stranger now? It's true. We haven't seen much of each other lately. Or rather, you haven't seen much of me. I've been keeping a very close watch over you, my cutie bear. In fact, aside from books, watching you is pretty much the best entertainment I get. It's fun seeing what you get up to, even when you're just doing something mundane. I like imagining that I'm here with you, talking about how my day's been. It soothes me. At this point, I'd say I know your habits better than you do. So you shouldn't be surprised that I knew you'd be alone here today. Your parents have gone away to attend a conference. Your sister's off studying abroad. I couldn't hope for a better opportunity. No one is here to stop me. No one to get in my way. Don't be silly, my little cutie bear. Did you really expect such a shoddy door lock to keep me out of your house? Though I will say I'm impressed that you aren't naive enough to keep a key under the doormat. You really made me work for it. You still seem so confused, and you're usually such a perceptive young man. It's one of your best traits. Oh well, I guess I'd be a little shocked too if I were in your shoes. So let me clarify. I'm here to make sure that you fulfill a promise. Does that ring any bells? No? I figured you'd forgotten. Actually, you'd better hope that's all it is. Because if I find out that you had consciously broke our promise, the consequences will be severe. But I'm very willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Oh, my poor boy. Is this distressing for you? It is, isn't it? To tell you the truth, I didn't want it to be this way. I prefer to use more sophisticated methods when possible. But it's unfortunately come to the point where I feel that using brute force is the only option that I have. Tell me, cutie bear, what's happened to us? I remember when we used to spend every second of every day together. We were inseparable. I considered you my best friend. I thought you did too. There's that one day in particular that comes back to me all the time, when we just stayed up in my room and took turns reading to each other. It was the fall, and the air was brisk. The trees were so vibrant outside my window. I felt so peaceful, like everything was just right in the whole world. I treasure that memory. You'd think a bond like that would be unbreakable, that nature simply wouldn't allow it to sever. And then we grew up. And then you started to drift away from me, slowly at first, and then more quickly. Now that we've entered our senior year, you hardly even acknowledge my presence. I try to talk to you, to get you to come along when I go out with my friends, and every single time you dismiss me, like I'm nothing. And I'm not fucking nothing. I've worked hard my entire life to make sure I was someone worth noticing. Because if I didn't become useful, I thought that meant I was letting down the people I care about. And you know what the sick thing is? I did it. Really. Nearly everyone at school knows my name. If I come up to them, I'm greeted with a smile. My parents shower me with praise. I'm their golden child. But the one that I want the most, the one person who truly matters, won't even look at me. So I'm forced to watch you from a distance. Every day, I see you quietly go about your business, laugh with your friends, and I don't get to be a part of it. You've cut me out of your life almost completely. Can you imagine what that's like? Well, let me tell you, it hurts. Sometimes when I'm all by myself, I feel like I'm starting to fade away. Like what makes me is disappearing. And it's only a matter of time before there's nothing left. No more excuses. I'm going to make you acknowledge me. I'm going to make things go back to the way they were, whatever it takes. There. Try to ignore me now. Sit down, boy. And don't even think of trying to get up. You're going to be a good pet and lay there on the couch, or else I'll have to make you. Don't fuss. I'm only sitting in your lap. That's it. Just give in to me. I won't stop until you understand my feelings. So soft, my cutie bear. Do you like how that sounds on my lips? Cutie bear. I'd call you that all the time when we were younger. It always used to make you smile. My little cutie bear. But you're all grown up now. So am I. You're getting turned on, aren't you? I can feel how hard it is through my shorts. See? Even your body knows we were meant to be together. How about I grind my hips into you? That's a nice reaction. Yes. Moan for me. That's a good boy. Yes. Yeah. Turn your head. I want to kiss your neck.
Now that's going to leave a mark. Everyone's going to see what a naughty boy you are. Fuck, you're so hard. You love being marked by me, don't you? Oh, it's okay, sweetie. I won't let anything get between us ever again.
Hey, do you remember that day down by the lake? It was almost the end of summer, and we'd been playing all day together. There was this warm wind blowing across the water, and we sat by the water for hours, just talking. And then I started asking you if you thought we'd still be friends when we grew up. Do you remember what you said? You said that we'd already be married by then. I was so happy. I couldn't even look you in the eye. I made you promise you'd stay with me forever. And you swore you would, without a second thought. It was childish, but I believed you. I believed that you wouldn't ever lie to me. There it is. There it is. That look of recognition. I knew I could make you remember. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. You can still make good on that promise. That's why I'm here. To put you on the right path again. That's why I have to rape you. You are going to fuck my warm, unprotected pussy and come deep inside me. I'll make it so you can never leave. Don't struggle, cutie bear. Now, let me take off those pants for you. Oh, there it is. Look at that wonderful cock. Now sit still. I need to take off my clothes, too. Still, I said sit still. Wait for me. That's better. I see you're already leaking pre-cum for me. Now hold on while I climb back on top of you. Right where I belong. Yeah. You like it when I rub my wet slit against your cock, don't you? Yeah? You like feeling my slickness coating your shaft? Kissing you got me so wet, cutie bear. I couldn't help starting to imagine taking your first time like this, making you mine. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to put it inside? I want you to watch as I pop your cherry. It'll feel so good, I promise. I love you so much, my cutie bear. Don't struggle. No matter what you say, I won't stop. What? What was that? What do you mean I could have just asked? You've always loved me? I don't understand. What? Well then why have you been ignoring me for so long? You acted like you didn't even remember me. Oh my god. Oh my god. No, I never even realized. God, I was so stupid. Sweetheart, why didn't you just tell me? If I had known you thought I was too good for you, this would have been cleared up ages ago. I mean, why would I want anyone but you? You are my first love. My only love. You don't have to feel embarrassed about being with me anymore. Okay? I know you're shy, but if anyone tries to say anything about us, I promise, I'll make them regret ever being born. Pretty much all my friends already like you anyway. Really? I mean it. Who wouldn't like such a sweet, perfect boy? My sweet boy. Listen, I'm really sorry about all this. I should have just tried to talk to you openly about everything instead of, you know. But I understand that I was wrong. Please don't hate me. You don't hate me now, do you? I knew you couldn't be upset with me. Well, now I guess I should let you put your clothes back on. Oh, cutie bear. You don't know how long I've waited to hear you say that. Of course, I'll fuck you. I'm going to make you squirm and writhe in pleasure until you can't take it anymore. And you just have to burst. Because you're perfect for me, baby. I can't believe you got aroused by almost being raped by me. But don't worry. I can still make it rough. Exactly how you want it. I want to claim you so badly. That's right. Just line your head up at my entrance. You want to go inside? I'm going to take you inside of me now. Okay? Nice. Slow. Oh, God. There.
does it feel to have this tight pussy wrapped around your cock? It's better than anything you've ever experienced before, isn't it? Well, I can relate. You're filling me up so perfectly. Oh, God, sweetie. I don't think I'm gonna be able to take much more of this without coming. Let me start moving my hips. Oh, God. Oh, fuck yes. Do you feel that, baby? Oh, what does my pussy feel like? You take my pussy so good. Take it, sweetie. Take it. Yes. Yes. Oh, God, you're so deep inside me. Kiss me. Kiss me as I fuck you. Just think, we could have been doing this the whole time. If I had just been a little more sensitive to how you were feeling, or just a little more forward. But we're here now. Oh, I want to be like this with you every day. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Oh, I want to take you to my house. Yeah. So I can tie you up and have this. Oh, this wonderful cock all to myself. Oh, it belongs to me. You got it? This is mine. You aren't even allowed to think about being with anyone else. No. Not that you would. I was confused before. But now I realize what a perfect baby boy you really are. You could have dated other people, but instead, you waited, holding on to the hope of being with me, even though you thought it was impossible. Yes. You're such a good boy. I love you too. I love you so much, sometimes it scares me. I would do anything to protect you, my cutie bear. Anything. Some people might be frightened to hear that, but you aren't. Because you understand what true love is, don't you? True devotion. God, you're so cute. I would have done it, you know? Even if you really didn't want it, I would have forced myself on you, no matter how hard you fought against me. I'm usually a forgiving person, but there are a few things in this world that are mine and just mine. And those things and those people, I won't give up. And that's why you're gonna come inside me. I'm ovulating right now, sweetie. I even checked. That's part of the reason it needed to be today. I was gonna force you to plant your seed inside me. Now, though, you can do it willingly. I can tell by the way you're looking at me that you want it. Huh? Yeah? You want to do it. You want to pump that thick, creamy cum inside me. Yeah. Yeah, you do. My cutie bear. Well, no. You don't really have a choice, do you? But that's part of the fun, isn't it? It's like a game with only one correct answer. You still get to choose. Just as long as you pick the right one. So what do you say, sweetie? Do you want to make me a mommy? That's what I thought. Oh, there you go, baby. Oh, thrust those hips up into me. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Just the thought of you giving me a part of yourself, of carrying your baby inside me. Oh, God, it's too much. I bet you can't wait to see my stomach swell with your seed. Oh, God. And my breasts are gonna be so full and big with milk for our baby. Oh, we're gonna be so happy together. I'll let you rub my tummy while you drink the milk from my swollen, aching tits. Yeah? Huh? You want that too, don't you? Oh, do it, sweetie. Empty those balls into my fertile womb. Yes. 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 Impregnate me, cutie bear. Yes. Yes. I love you so much. Yes. Yes. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me. Huh? Fuck yes. Fuck yes. Good boy. Oh, good boy. Let it all out. Fuck, I'm coming. Oh, God. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming while getting bread. Oh. Let me hold you against my chest. Oh, there you go. Oh, get it all out. Don't waste a single drop. Oh, there you go. Oh, it feels so warm inside me. It's only a matter of time before I conceive.
And then you'll truly belong to me. Blissful face, like you're staring up at a goddess. Let's just stay like this for a little bit while we catch our breath. Then maybe once we've recovered, you can take me to your room and I can make doubly sure that it takes. I think this is the start of a wonderful future for us. I really do.